This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. New Hong Kong police chief Chris Teng took office on Tuesday with a warning that fake news was undermining the reputation of his police force. Teng replaces outgoing commissioner Stephen Low amid a fiery standoff with anti-government protesters at a university in Hong Kong. The United States is expressing grave concern at the unrest in Hong Kong. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday that the Hong Kong government bears primary responsibility for bringing calm to Hong Kong, calling the violence on either side unacceptable. In the past few days, Hong Kong police have threatened to fire live bullets if demonstrators did not stop using weapons during protests. On Monday, police tightened the barricade around the Polytechnic University and prevented dozens of students from breaking through police lines. President Trump says he will strongly consider testifying in the House impeachment investigation. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
President Trump is suggesting he may be willing to testify in writing, even though he says he did nothing wrong. He tweets that he doesn't want to give credibility to the no due process hoax, but he wants to get Congress focused again. On Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to testify, pushing back against his complaints that the process was stacked against him. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer pointed out the White House has blocked witnesses from appearing and said that begs the question, what is he hiding? Rita Foley, Washington.
Human Rights Watch says fatal attacks on protesters in Sudan in June may amount to crimes against humanity. The group has released a new report detailing the Sudanese security forces' abuse of protesters. Protests had first targeted economic factors, but later expanded into protest against Sudan's president of 30 years, Omar al-Bashir. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.